Hey guys, so it's time for our regular podcast, and it's your vibe queen, and let the rest of the gang introduce themselves.
Okay, she got to write this
down. Nancy is so tired of she's done this intro three times.
No, I don't think Nancy is tired. I don't think
Nancy just doesn't want to have our time. Hi everyone, anyway, stay on the podcast. And in front of me is my partner in crime on all spiritual matters, Kayamata Gang.
Christina, baby.
Okay. All right, guys. It's Tomajo here on the podcast.
Hi. It's a baby girl, Queenette.
She's really trying to channel the... She's trying to channel the bad girl.
Who are you, baby girl, to? You have to see. Baby girl to Otedola. Like...
I'm Dangote's baby girl.
Jige, you have to specify. You know, who are you, baby girl, to?
Disclaimer. I don't know Dangote.
I'm baby girl to my baby.
Okay.
Hi guys, how you guys doing? It's Bimbo.
Yeah, that's it.
Hey guys, it's Braid. I'm back. What's up? Who missed me?
Nobody.
Shut up.
Oh my god.
Shut up.
Wow.
Hey mama, calm down, dude.
I said Marchina Afo from accounting.
Nancy, stop
currently holding
food.
The title for
don't
most wanted.
Nancy, I will send you a mail and CC accounts.
Is this your flow management job? So let's apply here.
Baby girl, hey. I bring in the money, so account has no say.
Hey!
Bad girl!
That is the energy you need in 2021.
Oh my God.
But Nancy, let's start this conversation.
Thank you very much. So guys, we're talking about why good girls like bad guys and why good guys like bad girls.
Good guys like bad girls.
Yeah,
they do.
They do. Because they don't have to learn some certain stuff. The girls already learned it, so they just learn from her.
Okay.
It's not exactly that,
but wait, I mean,
but first of all, the first question is, what is your type? Bimbo, what's your type?
What is a bad person to start with?
Yeah.
Why do I want a bad person in my life? Why? I just sit down and say, he's a bad person, all this trouble that's already going on, COVID-19.
I'm not the one that made Nigeria
bad.
I want to go and find somebody who's bad.
You are bad for yourself.
No.
You want to call me bad boy.
No, I don't need toxicity in Nigeria's economy. Thank you.
Please, the people that are shouting the loudest.
I don't focus on that.
They love it. They eat it up like, you know, astronauts.
Bimbo, please answer the question. What's your type?
Okay, I think I won't call it bad. Maybe freaky.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have learned a new side of Bimbo.
Freaky. So describe your freaky.
Maybe like a freaky guy. Maybe not bad. Maybe, I don't know, really cool.
The way Toe is looking at Bimbo right now.
Maybe really freaky, yeah.
Did you just go there, bro?
I went there.
Rash. Look, there's levels to this stuff. Okay, there's levels to Bimbo. There's freaky, and then there's loud tech.
I give up.
Loud tech has been trending for the wrong.
Queen.
My type of bad boy.
What's your type?
Let me just say this. She said my type of bad. So originally, her type is a bad boy.
Do you get it? There's levels.
Okay, so let's do this here. So a good guy would be, he goes to church. He's the mama's boss.
But bad boys go to church.
I'm sorry, there's this church in Lekki that you go to. I have dated a good guy before.
The question is, what type of church do you guys go to?
I have dated a good guy in Lekki.
Do you know that if this guy wants to profess his feeling to me, he goes to the Bible to get.
Hey!
I swear to God.
But the Bible is this. Do you know what Songs of Solomon is all about?
It's a romantic. Yeah.
Thank you. There's
love to humanity.
Jesus, you don't understand.
So yeah, I'm sorry. Wait.
He gets his back up from the Bible.
He can't bring
something from his mind. He really has to go to the Songs of Solomon.
He gets back up from the Bible.
Nancy, so the ones that bring
Nancy,
grace, sorry,
is that what
me.
You find sexy?
No, so the ones that bring from their mind, and at
you,
the end of the day, they'll do
to send
some
you,
stupid things to you. That's what you like.
Wow. I'm going to send you the
nice.
Songs of Solomon for Valentine's Day.
I'm aware.
Yeah. Like, now I'm going to send you that for Valentine's Day.
Well,
that's
what
I'm
saying.
I'd rather a guy that will pick from the Bible and tell me that
the
one that
comes
from
the
Bible.
I'm going to send you the songs.
I don't want.
Okay, boo-boo. I'm going to send you the Songs of Solomon for your Valentine's present.
I'm sorry.
I will appreciate
you. I will tell your husband.
I'm sorry. So my question to you, Missy, is what kind of loneliness made you read Songs of Solomon?
Why would I read the Songs of Solomon?
Then why do you know it has
read
people
the lines? I read the first chapter
like
of Songs of Solomon. And that was
have you read Songs of Solomon?
You can to read your Bible.
Exactly.
Do you understand?
As a personal,
I'm agnostic. I'm agnostic, so I don't have to read a Bible.
If I want to go to Bible study, I will go to Bible study.
I'm agnostic, so reading the Bible
doesn't
benefit
me. People cannot read Songs of Solomon.
I love
it.
Exactly.
Why would he not be the word of God? Wow, Laju.
Don't say lonely.
We'll kick you off this podcast.
Don't say lonely.
It's only Akon that is lonely.
Is that lonely?
As I was saying,
I thought that he was boring because he's supposed to be romantic, actually. But you're telling me that you want to say
you wanted the guy to
and you're not going to
smack
me.
That ass, right?
If I want to read the Bible study, I'll go to Sunday school. Do you get?
You go to your church, fam.
Yeah, you go to church.
The truth is, if I want to read my Bible, I don't need you to be quoting Bible. Do you get it? Like, if I'm going to read my Bible, I have the King James Version Bible on my phone.
So let's judge this matter. Queen, what are the things he was telling you from the Bible?
I can't remember.
Why are we judging this matter? No, the matter is already judged by the fact that he went to Songs of Solomon to go and look for romantic stuff. That is the Bible telling you that God is in love with you already.
Yeah.
You tell me that you are in love with me your own way. You don't have to go and bring the Bible
with
you.
That's some period.
Everything a guy tells you has been said before. He took it from the internet.
Well, at least it's not from the Bible.
It's not fresh.
I'm seeing
so
some of Nancy's pain.
So
they never did.
I was trying to say that he was born.
Yes. I don't need to ask Nisi and Rashini. I know they love the typical bad boy.
You've not asked us.
Nisi likes the guy that will flip her, draw her, tap that ass, and give it to her every freaking time. Everywhere.
Let me like a freaking flapjack.
See, I told you.
I like bad boys who I can fellowship with.
Bad boy teams.
In the building.
Wait, hold on.
I like bad boys.
Nah, there will be no slander of Nisi and Rashida on this podcast.
Excuse me.
It's
Nancy.
Not even that. It's
Nancy,
more like,
you
okay, if you're bad and you have certain
says,
values.
Where Rashida says, and I quote, I like it rough.
I'm just going to put this out there. A lot of bad boys, right? A lot of them, they actually, you know, like they are
softies.
Bad people.
Are you defending them?
No. I'm just saying, it's not like they are bad people. They just have sense. Because like they've probably been through like a simp situation. Through a simp situation in the past, and they just decided, you know what, I'm not gonna be a simp anymore, and that's
okay.
Period.
So that's the thing we need
that
to
makes
do.
Them smart.
I need to ask everybody, what's your definition of a bad boy, Nisi? What's your definition of a bad boy?
There's no definition.
No, for you.
Like for me, there's
for
no definition
you.
Of a bad boy. Like I don't have a definition of a bad boy. Do you get? Like it is just the general. You have to have. Like,
if that's the thing, what are the criteria that make a bad boy for you from your
no
own
criteria.
Okay, so let me help you.
It's like I see an energy and
let me tell you something. So
being
a bad boy is about
vibes. Exactly,
vibes. Bad boy is about vibes. So you can tell with vibes that someone is a bad boy. I mean, from the way that they text you,
from the way that they talk,
and you can actually even relate because you're a bad person. So both of you are badding yourself together.
Wow.
To the bad land. Into the bad land.
Bimbo, I want to hear you.
My definition.
Freaky.
Yes.
I feel like it's just the vibes, actually.
Everybody say
vibes. And inshallah.
And
is
then
this
you
true?
Know that
no, there's
guy.
No inshallah,
that's
but it's vibes.
That's how you actually know a vibe.
Yeah, I feel like just the vibes and then the energy you are getting from the person. And just like, oh, this guy is...
But you know there are lots of people that put up that vibe and everything, but they are fake as bad boys.
Yeah, I know, but you will know, actually.
How would you know?
You know from the vibes now, and you know that, oh, this guy is a bad boy, and I don't know.
I'm not going to call names, but there are certain people that you actually just see them and know that.
There's Vector and there's Iblis.
Do you understand? Let's take two examples.
Vector's an absolute
how
bad
do
boy.
You see, like, how are you going to see? So let's go
put two. Vector is a boy that has a Yoruba boy.
How do you see Teiwa and Nonto and Mato? And you know that Nonto is...
Wait, what has he? Wait, guys, wait, shoot. So I know that Nisi and Rashine have a lot to say on this.
No, we
don't
have
a lot. I know you do. But I didn't tell her I want to hear from you.
I feel for one, this thing about vibes, you can actually identify it. Number one, there's a certain level of confidence. It's mixed with cockiness. There's also a very high level of self-knowledge.
Arrogance.
So they like know themselves very well, and there's also the fact that they also know how to really dress well, and they're in over their head.
I love
so
the
whether
fact
the person
that she's
is fine or is not fine. They just there's this like they
there's
have this
vibe energy.
You get that you are you mad? You must like me.
There
by
is
first.
BDE
that,
and
do you know that
it.
Video that you see that there's a guy that looks very disfigured and is like, it's me. I am your boyfriend. That's them.
Yeah, to be honest, it's all just vibes and like how you've been able to like. So it's a carriage, right? It's a frame of mind. Being a bad boy is not necessarily like, you know,
you
about
carry your carry guns or
about shagging
shit.
Yeah,
and stuff.
It's just like the cockiness, the self awareness. Like, oh, I know that I have this, and I'm going to use it to my advantage. Or I know that, you know, this is my strong point, and I'm going to use it as my advantage. And they always rely on that. So it's a conversation.
Do you guess?
So it's a conversation of. You pick me or you don't, you lose either ways. If you don't pick a bad boy, you're the one who lost. That's how it is. Period.
Right on point, bro.
All right, so we've heard enough of bad boys. Let's hear from the guy. Laju, good girl, bad girl.
Are you even a bad boy or a good boy?
No, that's
I'm
why.
Neither. I sat there.
I'm neither.
Rihanna,
2012.
So I can calmly say I'm neither.
So what are
you
there?
That's
what are you
there?
Very good bad boy.
Very big.
Very good bad boy in banking.
No, so look.
Very
I'll
good
look,
bad boy.
See, I'll put it this way, okay? I have my moments where I feel like I can be good, and when I feel like I can be bad. It depends.
Okay,
really.
What is good? Like, when are you a good boy?
When I'm, I don't know. When I'm emotionally available enough to care.
Okay,
all
right. So, bad boys are actually emotionally available.
Distant. Emotionally distant, emotionally
no.
unavailable. Not
no,
all
emotionally
the time.
Available. No, they're not. No, they're not.
That's
true.
Emotionally
not
distant.
Not all of them are. So wait, hold on. You are saying that there are some times when you're not emotionally
like
available.
Yeah.
So that's when you're a bad boy.
There are times when I really just okay.
Okay.
Okay. So guys, Roba is here. We need his own input. Hey, Roba, what's up? A good girl. Are you a good guy or a bad guy? Then, if you're a good guy, if you're a good guy, do you like a good girl or do you like
a
bad guy?
What was a clown?
A bad girl.
I'm a good boy.
Yeah, you're a good boy. Okay, so you like a bad girl or a good girl?
Yeah, Robo is a good boy.
I like a good.
Okay, I like that.
I think there's something about guys. Guys want a good girl
and a bad girl
and
a bad girl.
Yeah. May God just break up.
Do you know that? Do you know that? Show them Cam did that. There was a line about that. I like girls who form small, not too much. Easy on the eyes and more so on the medulla. Doesn't have a Megan Thee Stallion booty, but the way she something something make it work. Do you understand? That's what they want. The way she goes, they says a girl who will pray. That when she goes down on her knees, she can pray, but when she's in the ship.
Oh my God!
Okay,
I can imagine details on this. Can you reach out to her?
And,
so that's
okay.
So this will now lead me to my next question, which is: have you ever wondered what influenced your spec to start with, Missy?
Oh, mommy, I don't know.
What influenced my spec?
Mm-hmm.
I think what influenced my spec is that I'm.
But first
I'm,
of all, what's
I'm,
your spec?
My spec is not like it. I don't have a spec. Do you get? It's an attitude.
it's the vibe that I go with. Do you get? I cannot say I like. Do you get? Like I've.
I mean, we've seen this. Variation. We've seen this already with the type of people walking.
There's
here.
A variation.
They don't look the same.
We took a break to smack Rashinet down.
But really, yeah. I mean, look, on,
let's really?
She's telling the truth. I think we know that she's telling the truth.
Do you get? Yes. If you see them, you will see the same vibe with
it's
all
the same
of them.
Vibe, different
it is
people.
The same vibe, different people. Same vibe, people. Different people.
Bimbo, first of all, what's your spec and what do you think influenced you to like the spec?
Do you like
tall? I think my spec is tall and maybe brown.
Dark or brown?
I thought as much. You look like that.
Yeah, I'm brown. Not and what influenced my spec is just smell really nice and dress well. I love guys that dress well.
So as long as he dresses well.
And smells
good. And smells good.
Smells nice. Yeah.
And he but has he can't slap he you. Can hold conversation.
No, he can't. Like, I don't
and he's not, but
that's like the first thing I see. And then when you talk.
So that's maybe what attracts you.
Yeah, maybe.
Robo. You heard right.
Bimbo has like
dress well, smell nice.
Weird way he says.
Oh wow, I see what you did there, Nancy.
Sorry. So your turn.
I feel for me, I can relate to the whole concept of having it both. Please be a good guy, have sense, have understanding, and still be a freak. Yeah, all at the same time. And I feel I feel to be honest, it's a conversation of duality of character. So even here in Pop Central, you see people that are like very serious, like Rashine, and just turn off the lights, you see Rashine doing freaky.
Ah,
exactly. So I really like the duality of character. You have sense, you're able to, you know, communicate, you smell good, you look nice, but at the same time you can also be, you know,
you can
cool
also
sometimes.
Be crazy.
Yeah.
Okay, so what to me?
You switch it
I
up,
need your
baby.
Opinion on this. First of all, switch what's your spec? Baby. We know that Rotimi is married with a beautiful daughter.
With children.
So, should I say that your wife is your spec or you decide to marry somebody that is not your spec?
Okay, what I wanted to say was actually audio. Please don't move. Stop moving the mic stand, please. The reason is because the cables make noise.
Okay.
So please don't move the mic stand.
Thank you. But you're not going to say anything.
That's our question.
It's up. Alright,
Rotimi is rude. Rotimi, I hope you brought my plantain chips to start with.
Or else we're done.
Okay, first of all, what's your spec and what do you think influenced you to like your spec?
What's my spec and what influenced me to like my spec?
Petite.
Category.
Beauty. Petite. Nice smile.
Nice smile.
You have to add the movie.
Are you for real?
Yeah.
Oh my god. Yeah. This is what everybody wants to hear. Latin people.
Yeah.
So, enlightened.
So, yeah. So.
Latin look down on them.
Wait, hold on. Latin, why are you looking down?
Don't give me my man. The category is
down looking.
Oh my god.
Alright, so I'll be straight. Yeah, fine. I like petite girls. Yeah. So,
skyscraper.
So. One, I like petite girls, okay? Not because I have to look down on them, because I always feel like I have to take care of them. Two, I like girls with innocent but very seductive at the same time.
You see, men confused.
No. It's not. I have my reasons why I say it.
What is innocent and seductive?
I'll put it this way. Okay, so there's certain girls. There's certain girls you see, and like when you look at them. When you got them, just normally they look innocent.
You
and it's
loud
good.
Girl.
But
the loud tech girl is innocent. Somebody that was having casual conversation, which was what she was doing.
Like I said, I'm not looking at
her. Like, Sina in the army of Sina.
Guys, now calm down. Let's hear what that you say.
I didn't say anything about a loud tech girl. Heck no. When I say seductive,
I'm sharing the videos though.
No, when I say seductive, yeah, I mean basically when she wants something from you. You don't have to, she doesn't have to say much. Her face tells you exactly what she's after.
Hey, now for person who no gay face.
No, hold on. And now the thing is, that's two. Three, yes, like this. Like Missy said, boobs, yes. I have a thing for tits. I have a thing for titties as well. I'm not gay. I'm sorry. But to answer the question, what influenced my spec, a woman?
Anime.
No, actually, not anime. What? Hell no.
So what did you say?
Anime never. So you.
So what did you just say now?
Anime never had a thing to do with it.
Oh.
That's what he says. You think anime? So where it was? Anime never had a thing.
Anime
never had a thing to do with it. On the contrary, no.
Okay, it wasn't anime.
I actually, funny enough, I got to like this kind of spec of women due to my uncles and my dad, not because of anything else.
Generational.
Yeah, so it's kind of is a generational thing in a weird way, because I realized that when I was 18 that my uncles actually have a thing for the kind of women I have a thing for, and I was like, okay, this is really weird to me. I started looking for other things that I found attractive, not just that she's small, but things that I could actually look for. And that's when I found the thing about the, you know, innocent face with the seductive side as well. And that's where it came from.
So how many girls have you dated who have innocent face?
23.
Wow.
Jesus.
He kept
still counting.
He kept counting.
And only one stallion so far.
So you dated 23 girls?
Yeah, only one stallion.
Out of those 23 girls, how many of them dated you back?
All of them.
All right, let's do. Okay, great conversation. All right.
How old are you again? Just checking.
So wait, 27. So you.
Oh. No.
You just remain three. To be
how many were you dating in a year?
So
that's
the
question.
So the thing is, I don't linger.
There's a conversation of you dating 23 people and
no,
23
so,
people dating you back.
So
you
I don't know, linger. That's it. So the weird thing is I don't linger. If someone breaks up on me, I don't linger. I've moved. Within like
no,
a few
I mean,
days.
I mean, in the case of you actually dating someone,
sometimes no, so
yeah,
when I was younger,
you were dating them, and
yeah,
you
no, don't get it wrong.
You get,
don't get
because
it wrong.
You just
so
said 23
that.
Now, you just
know,
said 23.
So
and oh no,
should I give you a wedding hint?
What is going on here? What is going on here? You guys are me.
Listen, you're a bitch.
Oh my, I love this conversation.
Okay, so one thing I'm definitely gonna say is. One thing I did that I stopped, honestly, is I had a time where
Wait,
there was
no.
a chance.
No.
There was a particular time in my life.
So, hold on, let him speak.
There was a particular time in my life where I would actually date multiple people.
All right.
Like multiple people back to back to back without caring about it.
All right.
And I was not even bothered as much about it. No, thankfully, I'm very clean on that side. Thank you. But if you have, no problem. Either ways, guys, main thing for me was I dated
okay,
back
I
to
don't
back to
know
back.
What's going on here.
Samson,
we need to,
Samson,
we need
can
to
you mind taking this
who is the host?
Please, Anicia, out of my session right now. Thank you very
so,
much.
So, yeah, look, fact is, it was what it was at the time. Yeah, I got tired and I said, you know, I'm just going to be simple now.
And stick to one girl.
Yeah, and I am being simple.
Because she's
to one.
Your girlfriend, girl.
Plus the weird thing was, and plus the weird thing was, I was never intentional about those ones in the past.
Hey, now wow, that's a fucking no intentional.
Is intentional never change.
Oh, this is working for our group. This is the greatest podcast of ever because I like the underlying comeback that has been happening. That's true.
Nancy, I'm not even leaving for this moment.
I want to ask Laju a question.
Wow. Why are you asking? No, you're not asking me any questions. You're podcasting about Laju.
Let her ask now. No, you can't just ask
the
question.
I'll ask Laju.
Okay, Laju.
I don't understand. Is Laju not here? Ask your question to Laju.
Laju.
Ask.
I want to say something, eh?
Mm-hmm. Wait, are you asking or are you saying?
I'm asking, I'm also saying.
Do one first.
I think so. I think you should do one first.
Ask them, see.
He said those ones he was dating, he wasn't intentional. So what the fuck were you doing? Like,
I think you've not dated people that you are not intentional.
No, chill. Like,
everybody's time.
Hey, now wow, this feminist FC that's going on here.
I don't understand. Haven't you dated her? No. Even this one too that is talking, she knows what
that
she's
doing. That one too
that
is not intentional. So, what are you saying? The one beside the one. Hold on, Queen, before you ask me that question, the one beside you has done multiple unintentionals. So
well, the most.
All right, thank you very much. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Back to the podcast. Thank you so much. So Laju has answered.
It's not about wasting people's time. At least I let you know, darling.
I said
it's
what
like,
I said. That's
exactly. I said what I said.
I was blunt it's, about it when necessary.
Please,
so what's the
stop making
deal?
Noise. Nancy, what you say? Nancy, next question, please.
Oh, no. Okay.
So why are you so so angry?
Nancy, next question, please.
Please, why did she end the podcast?
Why are you so angry, Nancy? What's
Jesus
going on?
Jesus in heaven! I'm going to send the two of you out on my podcast if you guys don't keep quiet.
Nancy, I'm the one that brought this up, and you must move on.
Alright, so Elijah has really answered this next question. He's obviously, it's not the media that influenced large specs. It's like a generational thing. So, Rashine.
For me, I think I don't have I do have a spec.
Yeah, you do have a spec. Yeah.
I do have a spec.
I like the fact that I just clicked
I just remembered that I do have a spec. So the
is
thing...
energy?
Well, there's energy, darling, but that's not all. the thing is, there's energy and then there's, like, you know, the energy that comes with, you know, what I have in mind, right? So I have a goal to be very comfortable in this life. Because in this life, you cannot suffer. Do you get? So there's a goal to be very comfortable. So that energy must convey that narrative of comfortability. Do you understand? So we need to be able to do that. Also, that's just it. I mean,
so the media didn't play any.
No, the media actually did. You know, when you see people eating,
calamari
and Shira, you know, you want to do that as well. So, thank you, media. You know,
all right, so we haven't heard from Zoom. What's your spec there?
Oh, I think I did say my spec is a mix. It's a mix of good and bad. Not necessarily bad. Just, you know, you can be quirky when
and you can
be quirky.
Funny. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, and I think I definitely like funny guys. Like, for me, comedy is a... Please, I need to laugh. This life is really hard. Yeah, I'm already stressed out from work. Like, I want to go out to the house and I'm laughing like...
Laugh.
Do you understand? And I also like... So for me, it wasn't any. I don't think. Okay, to an extent, when I was growing up, I used to see a whole lot of Twilight, something lights, The Raining Dawn, the boy would just be stupid. The girl would not be crying and following him up and down.
Do you get?
See, that media thing is very true because you now see people that are a certain type of way. You now be like, this person is like that person that they have the demeanor of that person I saw in the film.
Yeah.
But please, girls, be wise. Don't go follow those boys. They don't have sense and they don't want your forward going thinking. Cancel it. Abort the mission. Now. Wow. Amen.
Like, okay. This is the ambassador for this podcast.
Okay, so for me, my spec will just be someone that loves me.
Yeah,
that's it.
Yeah, you said it before.
Someone that's invested in me.
Someone that's very invested in Nancy.
Yeah, and someone that is kind, guys.
Yeah,
you need a kind man.
You have
the
kind
man will think of you before he makes an
exactly. Someone generous.
Yeah, someone that's not going to always do things at your detriment. You get especially when they know that. Especially when they know that you need to do stuff. You get someone that's not going to.
You have dated a stingy guy before, right? You
yeah.
think you have? Okay.
I think so you that's a lot of stingy men because they always complain about the podcast.
We need to. Don't worry. Hit me up after the podcast. I'll hook you up.
Okay, so Bimbo, question to you: do you think the media influenced your type of spec?
Yes.
Okay.
Was it about Boys Over Flowers?
No.
Or dangerously in love?
No, actually, normally I would.
Or Jimmy, the bad guy.
God forbid. I reject it for you and your sisters.
Normally, I'm like, I just like guys that just smell nice, actually. Maybe not the look. I don't really care if you are not really fine. But now with the media, you kind of.
You better smell nice, too.
Hello. Wait, does Robo like her?
Shaggy.
Lovely.
Shaggy, where are you?
Alright, so I love the fact Bimbo likes guys
Bimbo,
that smells.
Say it again.
Smells.
Are you guys trying to hook Bimbo up with someone in the office?
Okay.
I'm sorry, but what if Bimbo already has someone?
But I know that Robo has someone, so is this
Bimbo,
for Shego?
Bimbo, baby.
Robo has
my beautiful friend.
We have someone.
Bimbo, are we making you feel awkward right now?
Okay, but I thought you wished someone a happy birthday yesterday. And they said
that's his ex.
Oh, your ex? Oh, you're out here wishing your exes happy birthday on TV.
You have an ex?
Now, wow.
Robo, you have an ex?
Exes.
Okay.
All right. Okay. So, guys, we're going to be moving to the next question, which is
me first.
Oh yeah, you. What's your type? You think the media? First of all, what's your type, guy? What's your type?
Robo, no get type.
Image of your ex-girlfriend.
Robo, if you ask you a question, you cannot answer in 2 seconds. You cannot put your mic to the your mouth to the mic again. That's the conversation
Robo,
now.
Robo, show them picture of your ex. That's the answer to both of your
questions. So answer 3-1.
No,
go.
Seriously, guys, don't be seeing your ex. Because I think sometimes your ex
sometimes your ex is actually an
experiment.
Yeah, do you get
chemical ex?
Your ex might actually be an experiment.
Yeah.
too. Like sometimes
a lot of people
not just taking time to close the door.
So okay. So anyway.
No, not that the sound coming.
Yeah, exactly. So let's move over to the next thing. Do you think you are? So you said you like a bad guy, right?
Good bad guy.
Sure. Good bad guy. So do you think you're attracted to the good bad guy because of probably you're a good girl?
I think I'm attracted to the bad guys. Yeah.
Why? Why do you think you're attracted to them?
Maybe, I don't know, because of, I don't know if I give them like a bad girl vibes or maybe because, I don't know.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's actually raining, guys. All right, so continue.
Yeah, I don't know, maybe because of my body or the way I dress at times. Or
no, I'm asking you. Why do you think you're attracted to a good bad guy?
That's it, I think. Maybe because of the vibes I give at times and they think maybe they're the bad girl. And they, most of the times, always bad guys. I don't know if I've
seen. Is it because it's bad guys you attract that you like bad guys?
Yeah, I think so.
Alright.
Always have to help you think everything.
Nisi, over to you, boo.
Why do I like bad guys?
Yeah.
Because they don't give you stress. That's the thing. It simply is going to be asking you questions like, what are we? When are we moving? Things like that. Like I don't need that kind of energy. If you want something, take it. That's it. And that is what most of them do. If they want you, you're going to be cuffed by the end of the week.
Yeah.
So I want to ask you something. What do you expect in a relationship?
Just checking. So I have a bunch of questions for Nisi.
What do you expect in a relationship?
So you don't want to move in. If somebody wants you to move in now, you would not move in, is what you're saying.
I don't understand the question.
No, you said seem to ask you, when are you moving?
I think
essentially like want you to clarify everything. Do you understand?
Of course, but people like clarity.
No. It's not like the clarity thing is bad. It's just that there's like this
overflow of too many feelings.
Do you get? I don't know. I'm terrible at dealing with feelings. Like I'm not very empathic, right? So when you start bringing me too many feelings, like I start to feel suffocated. It's more like, can we?
You don't like so okay, no, 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 no. Okay, I think I understand what
you're saying. I like people who
need to my basic guy, but that doesn't mean
this is where,
that doesn't
this
mean
is
she's
where,
committed to the person. Is that what you're trying to say?
So this is the question I have. The question I have is you know you already said that you would have to clarify things, or you would have to say that
you
this is what
we are. You have to over
clarify. No, it's not even that. Like this is what we are. Like you don't need to say. That's what you said. You said we'd have to clarify, we'd have to say that this is what we are first before, so that we are not deceiving ourselves. So it makes sense.
I'm just saying those are the general types of questions that they ask. Like maybe you've already clarified something, and then like 2 weeks later they are feeling insecure. Do you get it? Bad guys are mostly confident, right? They don't need you They don't need you to clarify something 50 times.
But I feel like some bad
I had that problem with Boye.
They don't need you to clarify something 50 times.
Well, you know,
that's my
of them
thing.
Are just acting.
Exactly. Even the ones that are not acting, they have their insecurity.
I can't deal with a bad guy.
Insecurity is worse.
There's a lot of walls. Are you wearing contacts?
Yes, I am.
I love them. I love them. Okay, back to this. So I can deal with a bad guy's insecurities because their insecurities are generally my own. Do you understand? So I can balance that. I know how to deal with myself. So because I know how to deal with myself, I probably will know how to. Do you understand? Like I will know how to deal with you. But with somebody who has like feelings everywhere, it's just generally hard.
But
so
you
don't like
everywhere.
No, you don't like
to be emotionally involved.
It's not like I don't like to be emotionally involved.
So what
I just
want?
Don't
so
like
likes
to
be emotionally involved.
But you give her space.
I need space. Exactly.
Okay, so what they need to do, what you need to do, is buy a book from one of those feminist authors.
Yeah. Let me give you the title: Why Men Marry Bitches.
Exactly. On Amazon, $24.99.
You guys.
All right, talking about why men marry bitches, there's a question here. They were like, why men marry bitches is a book that is the bestseller. What's the obsession with baddies?
So what's the obsession?
The obsession with baddies.
What's the obsession? That,
and I'm going to say this because somebody has told me. Most, this is the conversation we had, right? So, most people who are not baddies are sometimes clingy and extremely, extremely emotional.
I think that's wrong, though.
Extremely, most people
it's when
who
you find
are
someone
not,
that you love. It's love.
That's what
love
I'm
just
saying.
Everything, even for baddies and good girls.
Fam, you still know how to contain.
That's a lie. Have you seen bad girls
that
have been heartbroken before?
You still
it's always
how
very
to contain
nasty.
Yourself.
So let's understand the conversation here. When you say something, somebody is a baddie, it's a pop culture term. It doesn't
yeah.
really.
It doesn't mean
it doesn't
that
really
you're
really
a bad
influence
girl.
Your behavior. At the end of the day, the reasons why you would want to be with
you
someone
look good.
Is based, like yeah, it's based on the fact that some people have checked some boxes, and also because yeah. you can emotionally or have emotionally connected to them on
yeah.
some level, and you can stand them. Do you understand? Because
you can actually tolerate them.
Yeah,
you
can actually
tolerate
them because
them.
Yes, tolerate. You actually have to tolerate the other yeah. person.
So I want
to
ask
honest.
A question: do you think a baddie and a baddie can work?
Yes.
Yeah, of course.
Absolutely.
But I think most of the time they actually
Tiana
break
Taylor
up
and
because
her man.
Somebody has to
Tiana
come down.
And Iman.
Yeah, and Iman.
That's Cardi B and Offset.
Cardi and Offset.
Is it Offset?
And they fight like all
yes,
the time.
Yeah,
no,
and Nancy's man is a baddie.
I'm a baddie.
Your man is so, a baddie.
My man
Nancy
is a
baddie, and
baddie.
My man is a baddie.
I feel
and
like
they've been together for what, 10, 12,
10,
13 years?
15?
I
feel like
Nancy is
a baddie.
I'm
going
to tell the truth.
Nancy
I don't
see
any.
Nancy
has not.
Nancy is a softy, but she's
a
baddie.
Nancy is a softy.
I'm a softy.
No, I'm a softy. So baddies are actually softy, but there's the bad side.
Bad girls are like
no.
bad, like crazy
no. No.
girls.
I only see, I only see apple pie. That's what I see. Strawberry G, all of that.
Nancy is actually on some levels. Nancy
she's
is
a freak
baddie.
In the sheets. I know that one.
But it's freaking and it's bad too.
Wait, I don't know it from A to Z.
What am I saying?
There was what I was arguing about whether to go to Nikkei Art Gallery or not. Nancy was so angry, but she didn't want it, but she just told her, she was like, you
no, because no, so the thing with me, so the reason why I've changed, me growing up was I would have that one-on-one conversation with you and it would get physical. So for me, that leaving is because of I respect and love
to.
You, so I won't stay there to
that
have
that. How to be a baddie? It is a baddie.
That's
a
baddie now.
That's
baddie. Yeah,
but like
baddie.
From the book, let me give you like a couple of summaries from the book. So there is Who is a Bitch? From Doormat to Dream Girl. Set terms and conditions for yourself. Voila.
I'm telling you.
Don't act like you're capable of doing everything. Actions speak louder than words.
You have to
less
do,
is more.
Give them room.
Self-sufficient women
you.
Will attract the right partners.
Mm-hmm.
Always put yourself first, but make your man feel like he's needed from time
yeah.
to time.
Exactly.
Okay.
Because that's a bad bitch move.
That is it.
That's
bitch.
A bad bitch command. And I already do everything there.
First.
So I am ultimately a bad bitch.
If you are with a body... And your body is misbehaving, just sitting down. Do you understand?
No, you don't
just
need to sit anybody
tap,
down. It's 2021. The bus is full. Rosa Parks not on the bus.
Tap them on the forehead. And then...
Oh my God.
But really and honestly.
Podcast.
Really and honestly, I feel like people are attracted to bodies because, as I have said before, energy. There's a certain energy. Like, do you know that when you walk into a place with somebody that is confident, that confidence rubs off on you, and
even
it's like,
if they are
do you get? Even if they are wearing
slippers.
Dunlop slippers, if they are wearing Dunlop slippers and they are carrying themselves like they are wearing $1 million Gucci slippers.
So you think baddies are like confident? They ooze of confidence, or what?
Yeah. Baddies ooze confidence.
I feel like they
have you met Rihanna?
Don't you watch? Don't you watch the banter PM?
Yeah,
don't you see it?
If I drag these girls blonde,
no, it's actually the truth. It's actually
no,
the truth.
No, but to be honest, the banter PM is the shit, though. I mean,
the truth
up?
Is that Rashida and Nancy behind the scenes is different. Like it's way different from Rashida and Nancy on TV. It is way different from.
You will come back
it
and collect.
It is way sense. Different from Rashida and Nancy on TV. Do you get? They have the rubbish behavior off screen. Then they not come on screen. I'm like, I'm Rashida.
Rationale. Don't mind Rationale. If you see the things Rationale do,
okay.
Be the best.
So, last question: who is your ultimate crush, baddie?
Rihanna.
Queen. Let's start with you.
Why is Robo running?
Let's start with you.
Boy, guy.
Oh. Do you want a girl? Are you not attracted to
my
girls?
My own is Tiana Taylor. I'm sorry.
All right, so who's your crush? Who's your crush? Who's your crush? Your ultimate crush, baddie.
Jeff Ako.
This Jeff.
Oh, he's one my brother.
That guy, she's always talking about.
A good boy.
The music talent own guy, ba. Robert, what's yours? What's yours? Robert, what's yours? Your ultimate crush, baddie.
Actually, I don't know if she's bad, but thank God.
If you don't know if she's bad, she's not.
And then she's not the one now. Let's leave it like that.
Who is the best?
I was thinking of Yvonne Jegede.
Yvonne Jegede is a baddie. She's somebody's mother. She's a baddie. Tiana is also somebody's mother.
All right, no, no. Over to you guys, quickly. Laji.
Jenny Aiko.
Jenna is a bad innocent. You see how she comes to that man like three times. They will the break up their makeup. I'm like, okay,
for girls, I Rihanna. See what she does. Like all
right, yeah. Therefore, guys,
Anthony Joshua. All
right, wow. Adita Umbanjo.
For me, I am the baddie. I'm a baby boy, is a baddie too.
Oh, shit.
He's a blessing.
She's still my line. Rashine, what's up? Rashine, what's up? What's up?
Okay, mine is Rihanna, because with Rihanna, it's amazing. Like, you can't pretend to be that bitch, you know? You're either that bitch or you're not. That's it. And she has that all the time. Like, from her quotes. And the time that she was at that interview where somebody was like, are we going to be seeing you with a certain Ashton Kutcher?
Oh, my God.
And then she said, well, that's a very embarrassing question. If what you really want to know is if I'm single, well, I'm not single and I'm not searching, period.
Chimamanda is also
Chimamanda
is,
I was going to say that. Chimamanda, the way she slayed that French presenter.
Or when an interviewer asks Rihanna, are you looking for a man? She's like, no. She's like, do you have a man? And she's like, oh, I'm not looking for a man. Let's stop there.
All right, guys, so thank you so much for coming on the show today. I love the fact that everybody had a lot to say, especially Nisi.
It was so much fun.
And yes, for me, my ultimate baddie crush will be Chukwudi Mbenanse Ogochukwu.
Okay, girl.
That's female. All
bad
men.
Bitches recognize other bad bitches.
For male would be
your boyfriend? Sorry, your fiance. Yeah.
I don't have
for
a crush.
For me, it'll be my pastor, though.
Waiting for it.
Wow.
I don't have a crush. Crush is something that will die very soon, so that's why I don't have a crush.
Oh, that guy that came with dreadlocks.
Okay!
What did that?
I remember now. Yo.
I remember him now.
Are you serious? Are you serious? I'm like way back. Like that guy,
that guy from that time. The one that we also met at.
I came to the lounge.
Wow. So that's why I said crush die. I don't have anything again for him, so he's dead.
Wow. On record, boo.
Just like that.
Just like that,
if
guys.
If you see him outside and you're trying to, I'll remind you of this.
Alright, guys, thank you so much for today. It was fun having you guys. And Rotimi, thank you for being on sound today.
We love you.